Bien puntual, bien puntual. Así vamos a bajar rápido. Vamos a por acá. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Sheriff.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Good talking to you. We are on air right now.
Great. Busy as you guys could imagine. A lot going on. You know, with this virus, things change by the minute. And we're just trying to stay ahead of it to keep our community safe.
That's right. We got you online right now.
Thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
Of course. Anytime.
Acá en línea tenemos al alguacil de aquí de Hillsborough County. Mr. Jack Cronister. Did I say right? Because, you know, I mess up names sometimes.
I tell you what, perfect. Even with the Latino accent, Cronister, we need to make it more Hispanic.
we speak Spanglish.
I love that. I love it. I've been here for 33 years now. I tell you what, I love it. When I first came down, I lived in West Tampa for a long time.
All right. Well, Chief, first question. What's going to happen in Hillsborough County tonight?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I think a lot of people are hitting the panic button here, like, oh boy, we're going on this lockdown. You know, no one's allowed out, and that's not the case. If you have a legitimate reason to be out, say you have to take your grandmother food, or you need to go get a supplies and food for the family, or you want to go for a walk, you can do it. The safer at home order is in place effective tonight at 10 p.m. It's in effect for 24 hours a day. But again, if you have a legitimate reason to be out, it's okay to be out.
Okay.
Okay, Sheriff, the Hillsborough County eliminated the word curfew o toque de queda. El condado eliminó la palabra toque de queda.
I thought curfew had a negative connotation. When you think of curfew, we all think when we're watching a movie and everyone's locked down and the only people on the streets are police and military, and there's police checkpoints that are stopping every car to make sure no one's out of their homes, and everyone's in personal protective equipment. So I didn't want to turn this county into a police state. You know, I didn't want to panic-stricken, or I should bring more panic to an already panic-stricken community. We're already worried because we don't know what's happening. There's no greater fear than the fear of the unknown. So I thought the word curfew sent the wrong message. Listen, this is about restricting movement. We know the one thing that works is distancing ourselves from one another. We know that works. This order is encouraging others to take care of their families, take care of their loved ones, and take care of our community by staying home as much as possible.
El sheriff dice que quitaron la palabra curfew o toque de queda porque era una connotación muy negativa. Al escuchar toque de queda es como en las películas que empiezan los militares en las calles y la gente no puede salir y está la policía y las personas que están en la calle son que están con equipo así especial médico y no quieren crear pánico en las personas o están siendo amables. Así que simplemente están diciendo que es un safer at home order, una orden de quedarse en casa para que las personas entiendan que hay que quedarse en casa y continúen con el distanciamiento social. Mm-hmm. Sheriff, talking about social distancing, we've had so many calls, like you have no idea how many, of people working at places where they are not practicing social distancing and they don't say anything about it because they are afraid of losing their jobs.
Yeah, well, that changes tonight at 10 o'clock. It becomes an order, so it becomes enforceable. Our deputies, along with Tampa Police Department, Plant City, Temple Terrace, will be out educating. Like I said, when we have a declared state of emergency, we're not trying to arrest anybody. We're using extreme discretion on who truly needs to go to jail. But we're going to be out there checking businesses. We have flyers printed up, and we're going to be going to businesses and handing them out and educating these employers that effective at 10 p.m. tonight, if they can't maintain that 6-foot distance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If they're a non-essential business, they have to close down.
Le pregunté que qué va a pasar con aquellas personas que trabajan en lugares donde no se está practicando el distanciamiento social, como muchas personas nos han llamado para quejarse. Él dice que eso va a cambiar a partir de hoy a las 10 de la noche, que comienza el Safer at Home Order, la orden de quedarse en casa, porque ellos se van a encargar de ir a diferentes lugares, informar a los empleadores, informar a compañías de que no pueden estar haciendo eso. O sea que son buenas noticias.
And I do encourage someone, if someone finds themselves in an unsafe position where their employer doesn't close, they need to call us. We will take action.
Y está diciendo que si alguna persona se siente incómodo trabajando en algún lugar o siente que está en peligro su salud, que tiene que llamar al sheriff para que ellos hagan algo al respecto.
Estamos hablando con el jefe de la oficina del alguacil aquí en Hillsborough County, Mr. Chad Cronister. Sheriff, I'm going to ask you specifically this question because we got a lot of people that work in landscape. I want to be specific with this. So many calls, no idea. They feel fear because they work like five or six in one truck, and they says they don't have any kind of distance because they work together. They are five, six in the same truck. If the police stop one of these vehicles with all these people that like they don't practicing social distancing, what's going to happen?
Nothing will happen, and here's the reason why. Landscaping is considered an essential business, but that doesn't mean people shouldn't practice common sense. They need to keep their distance. If they're in their truck, if I was there, I'd be putting a mask on because you're in too close of a proximity. But I think that I'm not saying that a deputy or law enforcement officer won't pull them over and ask them to distance themselves. But that's where, as employers, we have to keep our employees safe, and the employer should be doing more to do that.
Bueno, yo le preguntamos qué sucede con especialmente las personas que cortan grama. Que a veces hay cuatro y seis en un camión todos juntos y no están practicando el distanciamiento social. Él dice que nada va a pasar, simplemente que sus patronos tienen que proveerles a estas personas lo necesario, como máscaras, guantes, etcétera, etcétera, etcétera.
Sheriff, yesterday we had so many calls as well about these letters that the company are giving away to essential jobs. Tell me about these letters. Do they really need it? Who can give those letters out to their employees?
That's a great question. I've heard so many rumors that people think they need a placard, or they think they need a pass, or they need a letter from a local law enforcement agency or from their employer. There's no such thing. Under this order, you don't have to have any of that to have safe passage out during this order. So there's no such thing. You don't need anything at all.
Okay, we have one here at the station, but I think it will be more to be prepared if there's a lockdown, right?
Yeah, and I don't see us going that direction. I think this was a pretty aggressive move. Like I said, we know that this is the only thing that works, and I commend the emergency policy group for taking this action to try to stop the community spread of this virus. But again, you don't need a letter. Media is exempt. If you have your media credentials, say for some reason you would happen to be stopped. But I have to tell you, law enforcement is not out there stopping cars just to check and see who's out there, who's not. It may be, hey, you run the red light. Then they say, hey, and they question, hey, why are you out here? But we're not going to be stopping cars. You know, there's too much for us to do. We have an extremely robust, a large law enforcement presence, but it's just to be out there to make sure someone knows that they need help, that we're there.
Thank you. Let me just translate that very quick. Le pregunté acerca de las cartas que hemos estado hablando el día de ayer. ¿Quién las necesita? ¿Quién no? Todas estas compañías que se están inventando cartas y dándoselas a sus empleados. Dice que en este momento y con esta orden nadie necesita ninguna carta. Que los policías no están parando ahí a la gente a ver quién trae carta y quién no. Porque tienen otras cosas más importantes que hacer y están confiando en que las personas estén ellos solitos, como adultos que son, practicando el social distancing. Anything else you want to add, Sheriff?
No, I think you guys covered it all. I would just ask everyone to remain calm. This stay-at-home order, this isn't a lockdown. This isn't like a movie. It's not like you have to rush out and grab a bunch of supplies because the supply chain's ending. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of supplies and essentials that are going to continue to be made and shipped to our area. Again, this is just us being smart as a community, sacrificing now so we can get back to life as normal as soon as possible.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.